Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, early showers and thundershowers, a low tonight of 46. Speaker of the House Paul Ryan told the crowd gathered for the annual Racine Veterans Day ceremony this morning that we need to make sure that we thank our veterans for their service and sacrifices every day. The 1st District Congressman was the keynote speaker at the ceremony in Memorial Hall, sponsored by the Racine Area Veterans Incorporated. Ryan said our veterans are the ordinary people all around us, and we also need to thank their families who sacrificed for their country.
That's why today is so important. This is the day we thank our veterans and their families. This is the day that we recognize their sacrifices. This is the day we salute their patriotism. And this is the day for us to resolve that we will appreciate our veterans every day.
Ryan encouraged the school children in the audience to ask their parents more about family members and friends who served in the military. The president of Gateway Technical College's Student Veterans Club says the challenge in helping vets readjust to civilian life oftentimes is making them aware of the benefits and services that are available. Army vet Eric Kent spoke during a pre-Veterans Day event at Gateway in Kenosha yesterday.
A lot of veterans don't seek help. Some of them are too proud. Some of them are unsure. Some of them just, you know, may not have a clue as to what they have that's, you know, at their disposal.
Kent himself spent years bouncing between dead-end jobs and coping with emotional and psychological issues before getting help and enrolling at Gateway nearly 3 years ago. He's now poised to graduate with a 2-year degree in human services and plans to start at Parkside next year. In recent years, Gateway has stepped up its support services for veterans. A full-time veteran support specialist is now on staff. The Wisconsin Humane Society is working with the Racine County District Attorney's Office and law enforcement after a Caledonia woman charged with animal mistreatment Tuesday was ordered to surrender all of her animals. WHS spokesperson Angela Speed says as of this afternoon, none of the animals owned by Susan Schmidtke had been surrendered to her agency, but they are preparing for the possibility of caring for a large number of domestic, farm, and exotic animals. Noting that their facilities are not designed to house many of the species, they've reached out to partners throughout the region for assistance. According to court documents, police found dozens of animals, including horses, donkeys, emu, rabbits, and birds on the property, most of them without adequate food and water and living in filthy conditions. Several dead animals were also found. Some of the animals were removed during a police search in October. Schmidtke is free on a signature bond and is scheduled to return to court in December for a preliminary hearing. The 2016 Racine County budget was approved last week by the county board, which last night unanimously approved the levy and tax rate to go with it. Finance Committee Chairman Q.A. Shakur noted 6 straight years of a stable countywide levy, but next time could be more difficult. Despite mentioning future potential issues related to Ridgewood and juvenile out-of-home placements, Shakur indicated the county will remain optimistic.
However, we do hope to achieve 7 in a row. So I just want you to be aware of this daunting challenge before us, each and every one of us, that we have to deal with in regards to the 2017 budget and also the tax levy process.
The general countywide levy is just over $48 million with the 2016 Racine County budget, and the tax rate is down 6 cents to $3.60 per thousand of assessed value. The 56-year-old Kenosha man stabbed several times at an assisted living facility last night has died. Kenosha Police Lieutenant Brad Hetlett says a suspect, a 65-year-old man who also lived at the facility, is in jail on a charge of first-degree intentional homicide, although he said the investigation into the incident is ongoing. Police were called to St. James Manor on 59th Street just before 7:30 last night. They found the victim with multiple stab wounds to the torso and a woman who had also been stabbed. She was treated for her injuries at Kenosha Hospital and released. The initial investigation revealed the victim was stabbed when he attempted to intervene in a physical altercation between the woman and the suspect. The name of the victim has not been released. The 23rd traffic death in Racine County this year is a 78-year-old man who died from injuries in a 2-vehicle crash at Highway A and 55th Drive in the town of Yorkville. The Sheriff's Department says Robert Skeens was in a car that collided with a pickup truck. The operator of the larger vehicle also needed hospital attention. Neither speed nor alcohol are believed to have been factors. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.